Hey, white man, 100 million more dark aliens are coming to America. Google the next 100 million for proof. In 1960, white people were 90% of the U.S. population. Today, truth be told, we're less than half. Another 100 million foreign mongrels are on the way. But you don't care, do you, Whitey? All you care about is satisfying your belly, pocketbook, and genitals and watching the coons play ball on television. The future of white children will be a nightmare, and you don't care. Your own women and children ought to spit on you every day. Go to WHTY.org and get involved. Paid for by the committee to elect write-in candidate Glenn Miller to the U.S. Senate. Margaret Miller, Treasurer. This is Glenn Miller, and I approve this message.
Oh, boy. Hey, Frakes, it's Monday, April 14th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, I may have encouraged a racist to literally get the Jews. Sorry about that, Jews. This one's on me. My bad. Plus, how exactly do you spell jammy? Fisher masturbating with dildos, which has got to be a sign of end times, right? And the party's finally over. You're no longer allowed to fuck animals in Sweden. All of this plus your voicemails today on The Distorted View Show.
Please support the United Negro College Fund.
My purse got stolen and you couldn't even be nice about that.
The vagina is full of AIDS.
Oh, I pussy.
Stuff my fucking asshole. That's it. Stuff the fucking shit box.
All right, everybody, lots to talk about. Hey, freaks, Tim Edson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program for you. You know, it was only a matter of time before someone associated with this dumb podcast snapped and opened fire on a bunch of innocent people. I had my money on BB, though. Hello, this is BB. I hate those dirty kikes. No, it wasn't BB, though, who lost his shit. It was our very own Glenn Miller, who, you know, okay, he's a racist and he hated the Jews, but he's also super old. He's like 73 years old. I didn't think he had it in him to blow off a bunch of people's heads. That's exactly what he did. But in true Distorted View fashion, he fucked everything up. Just a complete moron. If you don't know what I'm talking about, recently here in the United States, specifically in Kansas, there was a tragic shooting at a Jewish center. Actually, two people were shot at the community center. Then another woman was shot at a nearby Jewish retirement home. The suspect is Glenn Miller. Our Glenn Miller. What's kind of funny about this, and there's not a lot funny about this story. However, for a guy who really, really hated the Jews and who drove to a community center, a Jewish community center and a Jewish retirement home to target the Jews, none of the people he shot were Jewish. Like, he just totally missed the mark, literally. And then as he's being arrested, he was so proud of his handiwork, he said, Heil Hitler, not realizing that the people he shot weren't Jewish. When the reports started rolling in yesterday, the police were actually saying, well, we don't know if this is a hate crime or not. Do a Google search for Glenn Miller. That should tell you all you need to know. Not to mention, he said Heil Hitler as he was being arrested. That should really tell you all you need to know. All right, I've got a clip here from my initial interview with Glenn Miller, and I'll say what I said at the beginning of this interview. I decided to take a different approach. Usually when these type of controversial figures, like someone like a Glenn Miller or someone from the Westboro Baptist Church goes on a talk show, the host berates them, condemns their actions, yells at them. It doesn't make for a fun interview. So I said to myself, I want my guests to really open up and feel comfortable. So I decided I would act as racist or more racist than my guest. And that's exactly what I did with Glenn Miller, and this is probably why he shot up a whole fucking Jewish center 4 years later. Believe me, this guy, I had nothing to do with this, freaks. I already got an email from someone saying, are you happy what you did? Look, this happened 4 years ago. This guy already had these he was a grand wizard of the KKK. Nothing I said could possibly influence him. Take a listen to a little bit from my interview here. How?
We free the people from Jewish bondage. It's as simple as that.
All right, but how? How do you free?
Well, the first step, of course, is to expose them to awaken the white masses, the Gentile masses, all races, not just white people. You know, blacks, all Gentiles are owned by, are controlled by Jews because the Jews control the government. They okay. call the shots.
So you're advocating the three E's for Jews. One, expose. Two, export the Jews out of the country. And three, if all else fails, exterminate.
Exterminate? What? I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Whatever gave you that idea?
First of all, I think he said that with a wing, like, exterminate? I didn't say that. What? But it really does sound like I'm the monster here.
Exterminate?
What?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, I'm just saying, like, that, to me, that would make sense. Like, first we want to expose them. Then we will try to get them to leave our country, and if they're not willing to... Now, somehow the tables have been turned. Things have been flipped around. Things are topsy-turvy, and I'm trying to convince Glenn Miller of my radical beliefs. Then we will try to get them to leave our country, and if they're not willing to...
I want them to stop exterminating white people. The white race is the only race that's going down in number.
Glenn, come on.
We're dying out.
Come on, let's be honest.
What do you mean, come on? What the hell do you mean, come on?
I'm saying.
Do you deny simple population statistics?
No, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying we need maybe a more extreme. There's another E measure. We can't just expose them. We need to take care of the problem.
Well, first steps first.
Okay, I got you. I got you. I think Glenn Miller knows what I'm saying, and I think he agrees with me. I'm not. I mean, that's not what he said or anything, but. You know, first things first. We'll take it one step at a time. I like that the clip I chose to pull and play for you makes me look like the asshole. Glenn Miller kind of comes off as reasonable compared to me. Exterminate? I didn't say anything about exterminate. Don't put words in my mouth. But you see what he did there? He acted all shocked when I mentioned the word exterminate. Whites are the ones being exterminated. Meanwhile, 4 years later, he's blown away Jewish people. Well, what he thought were Jewish people at the Jewish center. I guess he wasn't as comfortable with me as I thought he was. He still had enough sense in him to deny wanting to kill the Jews. He just wants them to go away by any means possible. This little asshole was tenacious, though. He tried to run for office 3 times. Most recently in, it was 2010? That's when I talked to him. He also ran in 2006. I found some of his congressional ads from 2006. We played a lot of his ads from 2010 that radio stations were forced to air because he was a candidate. Even write-in candidates can get airtime on radio stations. I think you know what we need to do, freaks. We need to start grooming me for a congressional run. Anyway, we played one of the 2010 congressional campaign advertisements at the top of the program. I'll play some of his 2006 campaign ads in a moment. But here's a little bit from Glenn Miller talking about being a politician.
Well, I'm a politician now.
This is serious business.
I never miss an opportunity to run my mouth.
Yeah, exactly. So let me first start off by saying that I heard about your campaign, your 2010 campaign, but you also ran back in, 2006?
Yeah, been a lot of changes since then.
Now, he got like 100 or 200 votes in 2006. 2010, he had like 50 votes.
Yeah, been a lot of changes since then.
50 total?
Yeah, been a lot of changes since then. We didn't have a depression at that time.
And we didn't have a colored president. All right, I have to stop right there. This was my attempt. I thought, all right, look, if I can establish the fact that we are both like-minded, he would be more willing to discuss some of his more radical theories. Now, I want you to listen to Glenn Miller's response. He is tickled. And we didn't have a colored president.
Excellent point. Excellent
right?
Point.
So now we're BFFs. Imagine for a second, put yourself in Glenn Miller's shoes. I know it's tough. But he probably gets 18,000 phone calls a day from people just like me.
not just like me, but, you know, radio personalities or whatever, and just wanting to pick fights with him. And now he's got a forum, an outlet, where he's not going to be yelled at or screamed at.
Excellent point. Excellent
right?
Point.
So do you think maybe because
but
of
hey,
this...
But hey, I'm just as happy with... as a matter of fact, I'm more happy to have Obama in the White House than McCain or any of the neocons.
Why is that?
Because they're warmongers for Israel. They're totally owned by the Jews.
So
that's why they promote and incite Jew wars in the Middle East that cost America taxpayers trillions of dollars.
On the list, on the great list of people or groups of people you dislike, Jews would be at the top of that list because of what you just mentioned, followed by...
Compared to the Jewish problem... All other problems are mere distractions.
Gotcha.
Well, apparently yesterday Glenn Miller decided to start fixing this problem, and like I said, he just totally fucking missed the mark, went to a Jewish center and killed a 14-year-old boy who was trying out, he was auditioning for a singing competition. That could have been little Timmy Henson. He was there with his 69-year-old grandfather. They were both attacked. Killed, and then Glenn drove a little more than a mile away. This is why we shouldn't let the elderly drive. The shooter then drove a little. If you don't let, you know, old people in cars, this type of shit wouldn't happen. And who are the most racist? Elderly. All right, the shooter then drove a little more than a mile away. Mandatory euthanasia! I need to reignite that campaign. Now more than ever. All right, the shooter then drove a little more than a mile away to the Village Shalom retirement community. Well, you know what? You don't have to fucking advertise that you're a Jewish retirement center. You're just asking for this shit to happen. The Village Shalom. Might as well just call it Kike Time, Elderly Jewplex for Hasidic Hebrew. Make sure to put that up in big neon lights. So Glenn Miller, you know, drove off to find the next nearest... Jewish business, and I guess he went to this Shalom retirement community and fatally shot 53-year-old Terry Lamano. Lamano was an occupational therapist and married mother of two, and also not a Jew, and was making a regular visit to her mother, who lived at the retirement facility. The Jewish community center, known locally as the J. That's what the cool kids call it. I'm going down to the J. It's a popular recreational and educational spot for many families throughout the area, Jewish or not. It's also the site of Kansas City's only Jewish community day school, the Hyman the Hyman Brand Hebrew Academy. I'll just leave that one entirely alone. You can make your own joke there. So there you go. That's what Glenn Miller's been up to. Like I mentioned, I found some more of his radio advertisements. Here's one from 2006.
Hey, white man, they call us rednecks, honkies, and gringos, so how come we don't call them niggers and wetbacks? They insult us, so we ought to insult them back.
Again, we don't want to call his actions a hate crime quite yet.
It's fair, equal, and payback time. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. It's time to change America, so vote for me for Congress. Retired Army Master Sergeant Glenn Miller.
Come on, guys. He deserves our respect. He served his country.
Hey, Whitey, we're seeing more and more white sluts with kinky-headed younguns, aren't we? They ought to be arrested for eye pollution and treason against their own race. The other races are multiplying like rats.
Eye pollution.
And white sluts are helping them while the white race is dying out. Let's send them a message. We're fed up. Vote for me on November the 7th.
Hey, white man. Oh, the way he says white. Got to hear that again. Hold on.
Hey, Whitey, we're...
Whitey. Hey, Whitey.
Hey, Whitey, we're...
Whitey. All right. I have a couple more here. I don't know if they're as bad.
Negroes are 10 times more likely to have venereal diseases than whites, and 10 times more likely to commit crimes of violence. But yet the Jews media tells us to race mix with them. And if white parents love their children, then they ought to warn them not to associate with violent Negroes. It's common sense any fool can understand.
Yeah.
Let's change America.
Glenn Miller, the common sense candidate. All right, I think we've dedicated enough time to this asshole. May he rest in hell when he dies. And until then, may he continually be ass-raped by a bunch of big, fat Jewish black men with 12-inch circumcised dicks. All right, let's move on. I've got a couple clips from the local news. I don't know if you've ever been stopped by the local news on the street. Maybe they're like doing a story and they want your opinion. But typically what happens is they'll talk to you for a second, and then they ask you what your name is and how do you spell it so they can, you know, include that in the story. Here is one guy named Jamma who was stopped on the streets, and I don't know what the story was about. And they asked him what his name was and how he spells it. And instead, he describes how to spell it, like how to draw the letters.
All right. First thing, can I have you say your name and spell it for me?
Yeah, Jammy. J, capital J, with a hook, straight line, under curve, to the left.
All right, then we got J. We all understood what that was.
Up top, line straight. A slash, pretzel stick slash down to the left. A pretzel stick cut slash down, tree branch to the right. Chalk to the A, double MIERAGSDALE.
So Jamie, how do you say
Jamie
name?
Ragsdale.
Jamie Ragsdale. All right. And oh. How old are you, Jamie?
32, December 4th, 1980.
Oh, it's Jamie? I thought it was Jamie. He said Jamie, didn't he?
All right. First thing, can I have you say your name and spell it?
Yeah, Jammy.
He says Jammy.
J, capital J, with a hook, straight line.
Oh, God. All right. You get the idea. The other news clip I have, I love when the news goes to report on a story and then becomes a part of the story. Black woman maced a news reporter in this next clip.
And I'm Jay and Jeffco. We went to Southern Avenue in Southeast D.C. to report on a home invasion. Several people held hostage overnight. Well, the story took an abrupt turn when our team of Bruce Johnson and photographer Danielle Gill were attacked by a woman from inside the home.
Stop hassling people, and this wouldn't happen.
Joins us now on set, and Bruce, this is not what you expect when you go out to your regular...
More than 35 years, first time I've been punched on the job, outside of the newsroom. We were maced. Then both of us were struck by a single punch. But first, before we get to that, let's get to the story that took us to the 4200 block of Southern Avenue in Southeast. D.C. police say that at about 2 o'clock this morning, three people arrived at a residence and were met by four gunmen as they opened the door. Inside, five people already being held hostage. Police are not saying what, if anything, was taken, but there were physical assaults.
There's footage of a woman screaming out the window now. That would be the girl who maced the news team.
And a male inside the house, according to police, was sexually assaulted. Fast forward here. You're looking at a woman who's in the window. She's yelling at Danielle Gill and myself. We're standing out on the sidewalk. She's telling us to get away. And then for some strange reason, the woman comes out of the house. And let's take a look at what happens after that.
Get you to leave. That's why she came out.
I asked you to leave, and I'm not going to say it again. Bye. Bye. Bye.
I don't know if you can hear that, but she's spraying mace as she's screaming. Bye. Bye. Bye.
I asked you to leave, and I'm not going to say it again. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Bye. Bye.
Stop.
I'm on the street. I'm telling you, goodbye.
See, they're on the sidewalk. They're actually not on her property, but she don't care. This is hood rat justice.
We're on a pop.
I don't care. Goodbye. I'm going to tase your neck. I'm telling you back.
And you know she has a taser in that house.
I'm going to pop out, you.
No.
I will knock this camera.
Can't do it, please.
She done did knock the camera.
No, you can't. Don't touch me.
Bah. Bah.
Please,
don't.
Meanwhile, she's touching everyone. She smacked the camera, right? Made the camera fall down. She's pushing the news reporter and the camera operator. And she has the audacity to say, don't touch me. Don't touch me. No one's touching you.
You can't. Don't touch me.
Please, don't.
Touch me.
I got her.
I'm gonna knock the out you. Goodbye.
I got it. We're gone.
Goodbye.
We're going to assume the people passing along Southern Avenue must have seen what was happening. Of course, they saw what was happening. They called police.
They sure enough did. The police then pressed charges on the woman. So there you go. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It is our member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows, video casts. A lot of stuff has been posted on the Sideshow recently. We did a weekend program, which was very fun. Yesterday, I posted a brand new DV log, DV log Shrek. It's a video cast. And as we are speaking, I am uploading the 2011 archives. Hopefully those will be up later today or early tomorrow. Again, it's a great time to sign up. Sideshow is very inexpensive, and it helps ensure that this stupidity continues on for a long, long time. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. And while you're spending money, don't forget about our store, distortedview.com/store, where you can get DV t-shirts, shot glasses, coffee mugs. What else do we have? Digital downloads. Oh, posters. Really cool looking posters. Check it out, distortedview.com/store. I just sent out all outstanding orders, so if you haven't received your merchandise yet, should be coming this week. It's now time you order more. All right, three quick stories, and we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Norway. Bjorn Froyland was gutting a large cod he had caught when he felt a big lump in its belly. As he cut in, he first found two semi-digested herrings. Okay, that's pretty normal. Then he pulled out a hefty orange vibrator. It's a little unusual. Froyland, 64, has spent his spare time fishing in the waters around his home of Eidsbygda in western Norway for as long as he can remember. But this is the first time he's heard of a fish swallowing discarded sex aids. All you ladies who can't deep throat, you should be ashamed of yourself. This fish can do it, no problem. I was astonished, he told The Local, which is a newspaper. It was totally unexpected. Yeah, you don't expect to gut a fish and find sex toys in there. It's like a perverted pinata. All right, it was totally unexpected. I had never seen anything like this before. His theory is that the cod, which weighed upwards of 5 kilograms, mistook the vibrator for a tasty fish. Or perhaps a yummy cephalopod. Regardless, it's a dumb, dumb fish. Fish eat all kinds of different things. And the dildo looks like what the fish eats. What, really? We have a kind of multicolored octopus in Norway. Maybe the cod thought this was one of these and ate it. I mean, after the first bite, you should realize that it doesn't taste like an octopus. Nonetheless, he told the newspaper that it was amazing that such an unusual object was even there for the fish to swallow. Stop throwing your used dildos into the ocean. All right, he speculated that the machine... What machine? I guess the dildo? The vibrator? Yeah, he calls it a machine. He speculated that the machine, which still had a small motor at one end, had been tossed off a boat, perhaps by a frustrated woman on a cruise in the sea. The chances of winning the lottery are probably greater. Oh, that's just wonderful. That's when lightning strikes you. You know, you don't win the lottery. Instead, it's a one in a zillion chance, but you found the fish with the dildo inside it. It's not as lucrative as winning the lottery, but this is way cooler. All right, second story we have for you today. Sexual intercourse with animals has finally been outlawed in Sweden after a new law was passed last Tuesday. Siri, cancel my trip to Sweden, thank you. The penal code has refused to list bestiality as a crime for the past 7 decades. Why, you ask? Because laws on cruelty to animals were said to be adequate enough to cover it. Well, it only takes one man getting away with fucking a cat to change all this. Previous regulations only banned sexual intercourse with animals if it was proven the animal suffered physical or mental harm. You know, if the dog was kind of into it, you're good to go. So as long as you're good at sex, as long as you're good at bestiality, you should be fine. The new law was supported by Rural Affairs Minister Eskil Erlikson, who has believed for some time that the act of bestiality needed to be made illegal. Last year, he said that bestiality was, without a doubt, completely unacceptable. He's really going out on a limb. I know that's going to be popular with the people. However, cattle farmer Gud Stensform said he felt the law would make no difference. Of course not. You know, for normal people, this law will not affect you. Just keep your dick away from animals' holes. He explained that he didn't care about the law, and he believed it was passed solely for someone to win a political point. What? Why does he seem angry about this? Stenstrom's views stem for a time about 6 years ago when he thought he heard his cows being murdered at his farm near the southern Swedish town of Schlange when he heard them stamping their feet in the barn. However, when he went to check what the commotion was all about, he discovered a middle-aged man engaging in sexual intercourse with a calf. However, far from raging at the man, Stenstrom first joked that the calves hadn't reached sexual maturity yet. He then caught the man when he tried to flee before bringing him back to the barn and teaching about the difference between heifers and calves, as well as animal insemination. The guy doesn't want to learn. He just wanted to blow his load, okay? This is the guy that doesn't care about this law. He found another man having sex with one of his calves. The farmer... I don't understand what's going on here. It's a whole different world in Sweden. The farmer went on to say that the majority of these people are not well and need psychologists to help them, adding that they also need education on bestiality. Well, that's not a course you can take. There's no such thing as bestiality 101. I would have minored in that in college. Yes, I'm majoring in computer technology with a minor in bestiality. Erlandson's a good combo. Erlandson was criticized in 08 when he used a graphic example to explain why it wasn't easy to define what should be classed as sexual abuse to animals. Speaking of heifers, it's almost prom season. If your date happens to be warthog-shaped, she might just enjoy the new KFC edible chicken corsage. I shit you not. I double-checked to make sure that the date was not April 1st. This was just posted on the 13th. Most girls going off to prom have a must-have checklist, including the perfect dress, shoes, makeup. Now you can add chicken to that list. Restaurant chain, and let's use the term restaurant loosely here. Restaurant chain KFC has teamed up with a florist in Kentucky, of course, Kentucky, to develop a corsage especially for prom, which features baby's breath flowers and a drumstick. The corsage costs $20 and comes with a $5 coupon for a drumstick in any flavor, including extra crispy, grilled, or original recipe. According to Angie Searcy, general manager of Nans and Craft, the florist company responsible for this disaster, word is spreading and they're going pretty fast, she said. The company has 50 of these things left as of Monday. They agreed to make 100 of them, but may reconsider if KFC wants to continue the offer. KFC, which is based in Louisville, Kentucky, approached Nans and Craft about the concept. The florist company has been in Louisville since 1850. The partnership is local, but Searcy said the interest is widespread. We are shipping them all over the place. The bulk of orders are from different cities and states, not actually Kentucky. Local orders come with real baby's breath, and out-of-town corsages come with artificial baby's breath. KFC surprised a few people in Louisville who were talking about the promotion on Twitter with corsages of their own. Twitter user Alyssa Amelia shared a photo with her corsage and wrote, "Thank you, KFC, for asking me to prom with a chicken corsage." I think what this means is, Taco Bell, it's your move. You better woo me with a chalupa tuxedo or something. Maybe a nacho chastity belt grande. Every time you get an erection, it squirts that Taco Bell fire sauce in your dick hole or something. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. A couple things to remind you about. Don't forget to call into the voicemail line. Say hi, especially if you're a new listener to the program or if you've never called into the voicemail line. 206-666-4463. Also, go to distortedview.com. On the right-hand side of the page, you can sign up for our free newsletter. I haven't really mentioned this too much, and so I haven't created the first, you know, mailing or anything because we don't have enough people signed up for it. But I promise I'm not going to spam you. I'll only send out, like, maybe one or two emails a month, if that. And they'll include, you know, fun stuff. Distortedview, it's not just going to be, like, a big advertisement for DV. It'll actually have some content, maybe some exclusive stuff, and maybe coupon codes for the Distortedview store, stuff like that. Also, if you sign up, all you have to really do is enter your email address. That's all I need from you. And if you do, I pick out winners occasionally for a free Distortedview poster. So it takes just a second. Just go to distortedview.com, enter your email address in the little box for the newsletter. Okay. Couple of voicemails now. Yes, caller.
Hey, Tim. I was just wondering, I would love to hear that potato song that you sang so well, and I can't seem to find it anywhere on YouTube, so you should post that shit as a video.
What potato song?
And I would love to hear it at the end of some show, whatever, when you decide to play the song. So, yeah.
And my name is Potato? I don't have the original version. I have a cover version.
Hey.
We play this all the time now.
Oh, eh? Si, 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 proprio tu.
What? No.
Tu sei la patata.
No, I'm not a patata. I'm a potato.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's talking about this song. I didn't sing that. I would love to do a cover if I could find an instrumental. You know what I'm saying? Come on. If someone wants to record an instrumental for me to sing over, it'd be great.
Hey, Tim.
My name is Potato. As a matter of fact, that song is featured in our newest DV log.
It has to do with retards, of course.
Hey, Tim. Jugu. It is Mike in New York. Long time no call. Just wanted to let you know, I've got my lady friend here listening to the show as well. She loves it.
Oh, good.
And we were sitting in a restaurant today, and on the TV, there was some sort of documentary or something on ESPN about a guy who had no, lower legs or his arms at his elbows. And it was,
we call them gimptards here on TV.
It was all about how he goes wrestling, and he's hiking, and he's doing all sorts of stuff. He wrote a book, and she is barely containing herself from laughing her ass off because she just can't stand the goofiness of it all. So I just thought you didn't.
Congratulations, you're dating a bitch, a total asshole. Good job, good work. Yes, caller. This is going to drive me insane. My brain cannot process what's going on here. Can someone decipher this? Okay, all right, thank you. And finally,
Jugu, Timmy Boo, what it do? New sideshow super freak Rapunzel Pie calling in from California.
Good girl.
I just wanted to say thanks for being awesome and let you know that.
Well, thanks to you for being the newest member of the sideshow and Tim Henson's Pussy Posse.
And let you know that
your panties are in the mail. I need to come up with some panties that just says Tim Henson's Pussy Posse right on the cunt of it.
The reason I decided to become a sideshow freak finally is because I am currently a live-in caretaker of a retard. He's always semi-retarded. He's got Asperger's. He still has that retard logic. And he likes to
Asperger. People with Asperger's scare me. Because you're right. They're semi-retarded. Which, the full-on retards tend to be just, happy and drooly and everything. But you get the Asperger's, and they can snap. They can do some real damage.
Get really mad and yell at me, so
yeah.
If I get any good audio,
they're like mood issues with them. Oh yeah, please do record. If you can record, I'll edit it so that no names are used. If you need me to disguise a voice, I'll do that. I don't want this to hurt your career.
If I get any good audio of that, I will definitely be sending it to you. Another thing I wanted to say is, everyone needs to go on to adamandeve.com and buy themselves a really nice dildo. I got myself like an $80 dildo for like $40.
Yeah.
So amazing.
Really is a good deal. I don't, Adam and Eve, when I signed up to, be a sponsor with them, they wanted me to do an advertisement every day on the show. And I said, no, I will not do that to my listeners. They don't need to hear that. Besides, I advertise my sideshow every day. but I said, it would probably work great on Tuesdays. And I realized that's probably not enough. But I don't want to bore you guys with advertisements. Just remember to use coupon code FREAKERDV at checkout. If you know someone who's going to be buying some sex toys, gently urge them to check out Adam and Eve. Use the coupon code, get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it GOD?
Negroes are 10 times more likely to have venereal diseases than whites.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. As a matter of fact, if you know someone who you think would really enjoy DV, just tell them to download the free app on their iPhone or Android device. It's the easiest way to get DV content because you don't have to explain to them what website to go to and how to subscribe. And then some people don't know what podcasts are. They have to download podcast software. So it's very easy to get new listeners to listen to DV just by downloading that stupid Distorted View app. So do that. I will be back tomorrow for the Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.